Welcome back, everybody, to the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew again, and we are back down here at the Holy Cross Institute here on the campus at St. Edward's University in lovely Austin, Texas, and back with Dr. Bouch again, director here at the Holy Cross Institute on St. Edward's. So, Dr. Bouch, thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely. And,
I appreciate you carving some time out. We're gonna talk something that I think is going to be a little foreign to some of our listeners. Today we're going to talk about a convocation that you had. And so I think maybe kind of our first launch point is, what does that word mean? And what's the purpose behind doing a convocation?
Thanks, Tom. Convocation. The word itself, con, means with. Okay, mm-hmm. So think in terms of gathering. People mm-hmm. coming together, gathering together. And then vocation, vocare, it's that idea of calling. And as Catholic Christians, we understand that to be the calling of our baptism, mm-hmm. right? The calling of our faith in Christ Jesus. And so it really is a coming together around the core of our faith, mm-hmm. our common mm-hmm. faith. And it is the convocation of the Holy Cross Institute. Mm-hmm. So the context then is the Holy Cross mission, primarily of education, but Holy mm-hmm. Cross does have parishes as well mm-hmm. and other ministries like that, but the Holy Cross mission. And for Holy Cross priests and brothers and sisters and all the lay people who also work as part of that effort, there are certain key themes. A big one is that we look to form the heart as we educate the mind.
I see.
Okay, that's a really big one. Another big theme is tremendous hope in God and God's providence. Mm-hmm. So even when the chips are down, we're looking positively yeah. to the future and yeah. looking for the good and important next thing to do for yeah. God, for yeah. God's people. So those are, you know, hope. Providence goes along with that, educating the heart, being family, being connected and doing things together. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the core themes. And what convocation is, it's the opportunity once a year, over 3 days, to gather as many as possible. And folks come from really around the country and really around the world.
Wow.
Over 300 come to Austin. And we spend those 3 days together here on the campus of St. Edward's University. We always have sort of a core theme for that year. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of really inspiring talks that go deep into that particular theme. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of opportunities for breakouts so that everybody is able to talk about what's in their heart and share that with their brothers and sisters mm-hmm. and multiply the grace and the goodness.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of workshops, too. And those mm-hmm. are really special because, you know, we coordinate these well in advance. But all these folks who are coming, many of them have prepared a presentation. And they give a workshop, and it's always aligned with the theme. Mm-hmm. For example, this current year, 2026,
yeah.
our event took place in February of 2026, several months ago, and the theme was Seasons of Hope, Past, Present, Future.
I see.
So, you know, so we had hope at the very center of it, and because it was our 20th anniversary, it was the 20th convocation,
wow.
we wanted to have the past and a little retrospective, mm-hmm. But we also wanted to talk about present and especially the future.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So a lot of the workshops that people were able to go to during the course of that time were thinking about hope, but often in very practical ways. I teach sophomore English in mm-hmm. Indianapolis, Indiana, and this is a really amazing angle I found to bring Catholic Christian hope into the lesson plan, you know, in a way that students find surprising in the best sense, you know, that sort of thing. So so it's a lot of pedagogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, we might even call it professional development.
Yeah.
In fact, we do, through our education wing here at the university, provide CUEs, continuing education credits for people who complete it. So there's that sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be clear. It is sort of like the pilgrimages we were talking about earlier.
Right.
It is a spiritual experience. And another thing I would just mention is I think the experience of connecting with people who are like you because you are committed to the same ministry, and you're also committed to Holy Cross, but different because they might live in another state or even another part of the world, that can be very special and transformative. And increasingly, we have now folks coming from really all five continents.
Wow.
So we have groups from Africa. We have a special delegation that comes from France, over 20 each year. And that's where Holy Cross started.
Right,
so it's
kind of
neat to think that they come here.
For the mothership, as it were.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. From Brazil, similarly, there's a delegation of about 20 who come. And they have their own, we set up translation for them. So it's almost like you're at the UN, where people have, you know, the earpieces for at least the major talks. So so I think, you know, it's hard to capture in words, but it is, it's kind of this global experience that everyone finds in a kind of special way personally touches them and transforms them.
So talk about, you mentioned it was a 20th anniversary. Talk a little bit about the growth. Have they all been here at St. Edward's? All 20 of them have been here?
They have been, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So talk a little bit how that the convocation has grown from year one versus, you know, year 20.
Right. Well, that's a great question. And I sometimes go back to the keynote speech from year one. It was given by Brother Stephen Walsh, who was the first executive director, and he had this position for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. So he really kind of established the foundation. And I'll go back because he was a man of great vision. And so I will read his first speech from time to time. So a lot of it was there, but it's been kind of neat now to look and see how it has, through God's grace, really kind of unfurled. I think probably, Tom, one of the biggest things that we see is that from the very beginning, there was a real strong connection to the high schools. So even K through 12, but especially there are 17 Holy Cross high schools around the country. And a lot of the early programming was really pitched to them. They would come in great numbers, and a lot of the programming spoke directly to them.
For the educators and the administration as well.
Staff, top leadership, all that. And what we have seen, though, is that there's just been an opening, and the footprint has gotten larger. So now there are the Holy Cross universities as well that come to convocation. There's 8 Holy Cross colleges or universities around the country. And for the last several years, you know, all of them have sent at least a small team to convocation. And they're involved. They're giving workshops. Some of their people are often giving the keynotes.
I see.
And, you know, that gives something special because, you know, that is, those are people with often very high level of training and, you know, they're so that's been really a nice change. And then I also think that the international piece is something which, you know, we see, and that has been very organic. It was kind of interesting because the provincial of the province of France, Father Paul is his name, he had heard about convocation. He decided that he would just come and see for himself. And he asked two English teachers from the high schools in Paris, because they spoke English. The three of them came, and I remember it was in 2023.
Wow.
And I was, you know, never met him before, never seen him before. I was delighted to make their acquaintance. And I could see over the course of the 3 days, they were very engaged, but it was only the half of it because they were really motivated to kind of create something like this even in France. The next year he contacted me. He said, would it be okay if I brought like 12 people? And I said, well, absolutely.
Would it be okay?
You know, yeah. And then 12 has become 20. And so they come and they are here. They make a great contribution. You know, I also know that they take a lot from their experience. And now they're starting to build in France those same kinds of structures like we have here through the Institute, where, you know, because year-round we're providing training for people. We have resources that we've developed around mission, Catholic mission, and specifically Holy Cross mission. And you know, convocation is just that one time of the year where just everything becomes, it all crystallizes, you know, in one time and place for 3 days.
And then really, I guess part of it is that you're hoping that folks are, like, for example, this group of 20 folks from France, that you're taking, they're taking the things, the lessons, the inspiration, the spiritual growth that they've garnered here in 3 days in Austin. They're taking that back to France, and they're spreading it across their fellow Holy Cross institutes across the France,
right.
Brazil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's four. There's four schools in France.
Wow.
There's two in Paris, and then two in other cities.
Okay.
So they've, you know, created them for themselves a small network, but that is the biggest thing, is to, you know, find ways to start getting some resources. A lot of it has to do with the history of our great saints, mm-hmm. our founders, the writings of the founders. Those are the congregations today, mm-hmm. you know, that the congregation uses and lives by. Those are all things that can be very inspiring and very instructive, and you can create professional development mm-hmm. around those resources. Mm-hmm. So they're yeah, you're right. They are doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's always been a thing that we say, is that, you know, mission and ministry is always ultimately very local.
Yeah.
So, you know, we will provide these resources, but it may get used in a unique way in California, differently in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, completely differently, but wonderfully yeah. in France or in Brazil.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, you made the allusion to the, you know, sophomore English teacher in Indiana who comes up with this idea, this methodology of instruction or teaching or whatever the case may be, and it really kind of puts a highlighter to the idea that the things that we, by the grace of God, the gifts that we're given, you never know when you share those gifts, you never know how it's going to touch somebody else, you know. And so this one person in Indiana, oh, I have this great idea, you know, without sharing it, you know, the people in France and Brazil and wherever else may never get that opportunity to really kind of experience that same grace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Yeah. And, you know, as a result, I think this is just like you said, Tom, as a result, some of the schools in France have now created exchanges with, for example, a high school in California, also one of the high schools in Brazil. So they will take, it's almost like a pilgrimage, they'll uh-huh. take a dozen of their students and go and spend a few days at that high school in Los Angeles, California, mm-hmm. and celebrate all that they share in Holy Cross, but then learn from each other, because there are obviously so many differences, you know.
Yeah.
So
differences, but similarities.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I know they told me that they wrapped up all their time together. They put together a version of the Beatles song "All You Need Is Love," but you know, they kind of put their own words to it. But they all sang it. They all sang it together.
That's so
know?
Cool. So. So talk a little bit about the structure. You mentioned it's held over 3 days. How many folks were here this year?
It was a little over 300.
So 300 people.
Yeah.
So there's not all, you don't stick all 300 people in one big room and just start flipping PowerPoint slides, right? So talk a little bit about the structure of the 3 days, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and each day is somewhat typical. So we'll gather in the morning in an auditorium that holds us all comfortably,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have prayer, have a prayer service, and those are, you know, typically very, very moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have someone give a keynote address, or maybe two people. It might be a kind of a dialogue back and forth, you know, that sort of thing. But it's speaking to the theme of this particular right. year's convocation. Might be hope, might be family, mm-hmm. That sort of thing. And then we take a break, and everybody has a chance to we use technology and give questions, and we do a little Q&A. Then we have people, we go into breakout groups.
Okay.
And what we do is we say, okay, Tom, let's see, you're in media, okay? So you're from Texas, and you're in media, so you're going to be in a group with media people. So you might wind up sitting at a table with, you know, somebody from California, somebody from Indiana, somebody from New York, and a few other people from Texas. But you'll all sit there. So on the one hand, you can almost naturally talk a little shop, but then we'll have some facilitated discussion around the morning's presentations.
Okay.
Okay, so we have that breakout opportunity. Then typically middle of the day, we'll have mass, we'll have lunch, sometimes, you know, a few other treats. And then the afternoon, you've got a whole menu of workshops that you can choose from. And as I described earlier, the participants themselves, you know, have prepared these presentations. They're done in classrooms. So then, you know, you get to sit down with maybe 20 other people and just engage, you know. So these are very engaging.
Hands-on kind of thing.
Yeah. So it's, you know, a lot of discussion is built in, that sort of thing. And you're getting to meet people, you know, all the time, back and forth. We have breaks. We have, you know, coffee breaks, snacks. Usually at the end of the day, we'll either have a special dinner or, you know, some kind of a party, something like that. So so there's a lot of socializing that goes on, too. And it's kind of neat because for a number of our friends from around the country, especially the North and the East, February is a brutal winter month, and they are so happy to land in Austin.
Where it's still humid.
Well, hey, the sunshine is all that counts. But they're, and you can tell they're just so grateful to be in a warmer place. And you know, and that's just kind of a metaphor, if you will, for convocation, you know.
So the morning sessions generally are kind of, I'm using air quotes, assigned, right? Where you put, you kind of group people by background or specific profession, and then the afternoon they get to kind of pick and choose
as they
want to.
Yeah. And we're kind of, we have a beautiful campus here. We use several of the buildings, and people, I find, really enjoy just strolling around our campus. One thing I will mention, and it is really, it is the most poignant part of the whole thing, is we honor those who are Holy Cross and who have passed in the last year. So we have a service for them. And we have it outside on our campus. We have, right next to our historic main building, is a live oak that's probably 250 years old.
Wow.
It was here when the university was founded. In fact, our founder, Father Soren, you know, we understand that he stood by it as he envisioned St. Edward's.
Wow.
And, you know, so we call it the Soren Oak. So we gather around the Soren Oak, and it was just a tremendously moving memorial service for the Holy Cross priests and brothers and sisters, and also for the lay people. We had a card with their names on it, and you know, had a hymn or two and a reading, and it was very, very moving. It was.
Is that something that you've done every year, or at least the last few years, or is it just something special you did on the 20th?
That's great. We have done it in the past. We felt this year that what we had been doing, we could do better.
Yeah.
It had taken place basically in an auditorium with slides. It was kind of a slideshow. So that's why we decided to move it out. We have beautiful chimes will play Catholic hymns, so from the main building. So we decided to move it to that location, and everything fit perfectly. The weather was perfect, you know. And so it was new this year in the sense that that experience, it was much fuller.
I see. The honoring has occurred before, but the manner in which you honored them was a little bit different.
A little bit different. Yeah. I would say a little bit better. And and it kind of fit with our theme of, you know, seasons of hope, past, present, future. So, you know, we want to, you know, always be mindful of our past so we can be grateful. We stand on the shoulders of giants, don't we?
You know,
that's so important. But we want to take full stock of the present and everything that God is, you know, doing with us and for us right now, and then start visioning the future. you know, especially since we work with youth. So, you know, they are the future, and we have a tremendous responsibility there, yeah, too.
Any kind of feedback or specific breakouts or anything that maybe you got from some of the attendees that that struck a chord with you, or they shared with you that struck a chord with them?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was there was a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure there.
So I'm going to have to pick.
Yeah, we could probably spend a couple hours talking about specific stories. But yeah.
So, but one of the morning keynotes to get the second day started. This was truly special because I have spoken with you about the Congregation of Holy Cross, mm-hmm, which is worldwide. It's priests and brothers. Mm-hmm. And their superior general, Brother Paul, is in Rome. And he came for convocation.
Wow.
He's actually come to 3 of the last 4.
Oh, wow.
So it's special in that regard. The big guns, yeah. So, and several of his team will come too. But in addition, there's actually 3 congregations of Holy Cross sisters, okay, 3 different sisters congregations, and they each have their own congregational leader, okay, uh-huh. So it's Sister Charlotte, Sister Raymond, and Sister Anne. Wow. And those 3 were all here this year as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And the 4 of them, so those 3 sisters plus Brother Paul, they do cooperate and they do work together jointly, mm-hmm, on, mm-hmm, on projects. They like to try to do that because there is this greater sense of Holy Cross. So they decided that they would all be here together, and they spoke.
How cool.
They spoke to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a really special moment, yeah, because, you know, like I said, they might, you know, find the time and place, mm-hmm, to get together and do some work. But when would you have a room full of 300 yeah, people who could all be inspired by them? And they spoke a lot about being in France and how we talked about pilgrimage. Yeah. So if yeah, you were to pilgrimage to France, they talked about being in France and how special it is to go to kind of the birthplace of Holy Cross in, mm-hmm, Western, mm-hmm, France. That was the sum of their talk. And it was, yeah, very moving. A lot of nice anecdotes and very inspiring.
Very cool. And I'm sure that a lot of the folks who come here get connected with folks from around the country and develop a little bit of some friendly connections in that regard as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, they, yeah, and professional connections too.
Yeah,
I think
sure,
both, you know, they both go together well, mm-hmm, because I don't know, sometimes they'll say, I just love being able to talk to folks because we have some of the same challenges, but if I'm home, I can't talk to the guy down the street or the guy over there because we're actually competitors,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So it's really great that you can have a confidant and, you know, in a friend, you know, a brother, yeah, or a sister in Holy Cross who you can talk with and, as you said,
learn, share, and grow.
Learn, yeah, and share and grow, yeah, yeah. And those connections endure over years.
Which makes me think, is there anyone that's been here for all 20 of the convocations? Do you know?
I'm going to say yes, there have been. You know, we
have a trick question.
Yeah, no, I mean, we haven't made, and I could even give you some names, you
yeah,
know, but
yeah,
we haven't, like, you know, researched it and documented it and kind of made it a point. But I think it's true. I think there's like 4 guys who've been to every Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of it's almost become a trivia question, yeah, a yeah, fun one to be sure. Yeah. So, but no, yeah, there's a lot of people who were at the early ones.
They probably look forward to it every year.
Continue to come. Everybody yeah, looks forward
yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So speaking of next year, 2027, what plans are you putting in place now? I assume you're going to have number 21. Do you have a theme selected yet or still working on that?
We do.
Okay.
We do. Yeah. So the theme is going to be From Hope to Holiness.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah. From Hope to Holiness. Yeah. So, and so it's obvious. Last year, convocation was Seasons of Hope, past, present, future.
Sure.
And also, within Holy Cross, it just concluded, but there was designated a year which was called a special year of mission.
Mm.
And the title was Hope Beyond Borders.
Okay.
So that just wrapped up on April 28th.
Wow.
Like just last week.
Mm-hmm.
And when Brother Paul concluded it, in a video that went around the world, He spoke about the year and he spoke about hope, but he spoke a lot about holiness. Mm. Now, we had been thinking about this already, but this kind of confirmed it. And he talked about that the world needs saints. The church and the world needs for us to be saints.
Yeah.
And the things that we strive for, charity, love, he said, holiness.
Yeah.
He put holiness at the top.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a natural progression, really, because increasingly people are no longer just showing up at convocation and learning new things. They expect for it to be a deep spiritual experience, mm-hmm. along with professional development and good social interchange, mm-hmm. and many, many other things. But that deep spiritual experience is becoming more and more the center, the core of it. And so we're naming it. We're saying, yeah, that and that's the most
important thing.
Embrace it. And that's the most important thing, you know. There's so many ways in which it aligns with things that the Holy Father is doing, Pope mm-hmm. Leo XIV, and calling us to think especially about some of the themes from Vatican II, mm-hmm. and to revisit mm-hmm. those. So Lumen Gentium has a whole chapter mm-hmm. on holiness.
Holiness, yeah.
It's funny. Once you just start looking around and looking for it, it's everywhere. Yeah. So we're really looking forward to planning this convocation and hosting it mm-hmm. and celebrating it with all those friends who
have come here. Have you got dates for next year? Yeah,
it'll be February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Okay,
so it's a Monday, Tuesday,
same time
Wednesday.
Frame,
yeah.
generally speaking.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, Dr. Bautz, thank you very much for coming and joining us again. We'll have to revisit Convocation 2027.
Absolutely.
And in the future, yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. As we get a little nearer.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. It's always an honor to be your guest. And thanks for all the great work that you do, Armor of God Catholic Radio.
Yeah. How can folks find out more about Holy Cross Institute and St. Edward's University in general?
So I would just Google Holy Cross Institute, mm-hmm. And right at the top of that will be our webpage within St. Edward's. So just go there, and all our program information is there, everything else that you need to know.
Awesome. Well, thank you all very much for carving out some time for us. We really appreciate it. Folks, if you have missed any of our previous conversations with Dr. Bautz and the team here at Holy Cross Institute, you can pick them up on our website at armorofgodradio.com. And there, in fact, you can find all of our podcasts from all of our programs right there under the schedule tab. And tune in next week for another episode of our Hometown Hero. And remember to put on the armor of God.